The Lord wants to deal with a really important subject. I believe it's prophetic, and then he wants to impart apostolically to us today, because God really wants us to get past it. And I know for me, and I know for many of you as well, because I talked to several of you, that you there has been a fight at the post. There's been a fight just to get there. And the enemy is certainly standing up, and the Lord just wants to reveal his strategy and reveal what he's been doing. It's been a plan since before we were saved. And believe it or not, it's still been implemented because of ignorance, because of lack of understanding, the lack of knowledge. And it's been still effective against us, even though, yes, we are believers and followers of Christ. But we're going to see today that we're still being healed of blind eyes. And so today's study is called Our Blind Eyes Are Still Opening at the Post. And we're going to look at Philip, our example. And we're going to take a good look into Philip and how long Philip's eyes were blind. It was quite a while before Philip's eyes became open unto the Alpha and Omega, especially the Omega side of things. He immediately gravitated to Jesus, and you'll see that today. But my goodness, how long it took for Philip to see the Father. And so that's what's going on. There's a fight, because the enemy, before you were saved, he blinded our eyes. And boy, he blinded it for not just the time that we were unbelievers, but he had also a plan in motion to keep you blind from seeing the Father. And so, as we know, the Lord has been reintroducing the Father to us in our fellowship. The enemy blinded our minds far before we were saved, as I said to you. He blinded us in such a way that the Father could be standing and doing miracles right in front of us, and we wouldn't see him. In this message, we'll see the blindness of the Apostle Philip and how deep it was in him. And the purpose of this message, the purpose of this message is to heighten our awareness to Satan's plan of keeping us in the dark about the fellowship with the Father. It's also purposed by the Lord to impart a press into and beyond the plan of the enemy. So the Lord wants to impart a press on the inside of you that will go beyond the plan of the enemy. Paul said it like this: I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I truly believe the high calling of God is fellowship with the Father and the Son. I truly do, because right the verse before it talks about Paul apprehending that which he was apprehended for. And I truly believe that the high calling is being in fellowship with the Father. I truly do. That is the high calling that came by way of Christ Jesus. And so I truly believe that this fellowship is there with the Father and the Son. And I believe that is absolutely the high calling we're looking to get into. This is where we should be pressing day in and day out. Amen. Now, God has been revealing to us Alpha Fellowship and Omega Fellowship at the gate all over again, reiterating things that we've heard several years ago, but bringing it and framing it and really exploding. He's been doing that with so many different messages in this series on authentic faith. And so, but the truth be told, guys, we still need healing. We still need healing for our mind and eyes. And this is why. In the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verses 3 through 6, it says this: But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. Watch this. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, look at the connection there, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And this is what the enemy has been trying to blind: the knowledge of the glory of God, the knowledge of God's existence, the Father's existence, that is revealed in the face of Jesus Christ, or in the fellowship with Jesus. the glory of God, the God's opinion about, or you seeing the Father's movement should come to pass in the face of Jesus. You coming into fellowship with the Father should come to pass with in the face of Jesus, or in the fellowship by way of Jesus. So he's trying to blind us beyond from when we were unbelievers, but he's kept it to a place where the blinding was so bad that he would, for seasons and years, would blind the truth about the Father. And that's why it takes a revelation from Jesus. But even in the revelation, I've noticed something through the study of Philip. Even with the revelation of the Father, Satan just will not stop trying to hide that. I mean, this is something that I could not believe how often Jesus dealt with, not just Philip, but all of his disciples concerning the Father. But the fight, my goodness, in Philip in particular, was amazing. We look at the beginning where Philip was first called in John 1:43. It says, the day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip and saith unto him, follow me. All right. I didn't reference a whole lot behind that, but I will tell you in the notes about what took place. So Philip was the third disciple that Jesus called to follow him. Philip was with Jesus from the beginning. I mean, the very beginning. First it was Andrew, and then it was Simon Peter, who would be called Cephas, which means the stone. And then here we see Philip getting called. So Philip is the third that came and was called to follow Jesus. So Philip actually saw the first miracle at the wedding of Cana. So there was nothing Philip didn't see. When Philip was called, he immediately, watch this, when he was called, he immediately believed on Jesus to the point that he was the one to evangelize the apostle Nathanael into the fold of the 12. Philip believed on Alpha, but was blind to Omega. Philip had the ability to call Nathanael out just at Jesus calling him. Now he gets quickened and believes that Jesus is the Messiah to the point where he brings Nathanael in. Jesus didn't call Nathanael. He called him, but not directly. He called him through Philip because of Philip's belief in Jesus. And I find that amazing that he immediately had a revelation of the Son. But my goodness, watch this long stretch. Watch this long stretch. And I'm going to read to you the accounts and the miracles. And I'm reading in a chronological order, so you can actually get a picture of all that Philip saw, all that he saw. I mean, he saw everything. And this is only what's been recorded, because the Bible declares unto us that if they recorded everything Jesus did, it declares in the book of John that all the books of the world would not be able to contain all the good that Jesus did. So I'm going to read some of the things that Philip saw, and these are the recorded miracles that Philip saw, but still could not see, neither understand the Father. All right, here we go. First miracle, Jesus turns water into wine at the wedding in Cana. Second miracle, Jesus heals an official's son at Capernaum in Galilee. Third miracle, Jesus drives out an evil spirit from a man in Capernaum. Fourth miracle, Jesus heals Peter's mother-in-law sick with fever. Fifth one was Jesus heals many sick and oppressed at the evening. He saw that. Sixth, first miraculous catch of fish on the lake of Gennesaret. Seven, Jesus cleanses a man with leprosy. Eight, Jesus heals a centurion's paralyzed servant in Capernaum. Ninth, Jesus heals a paralytic who was let down from the roof. 10, Jesus heals a man's withered hand on the Sabbath. Then he sees an 11th miracle. Jesus raises the widow's son from the dead in Nain. 12, Jesus calms a storm on the sea. 13, Jesus casts demons into a herd of pigs. 14, Jesus heals a woman in the crowd with an issue of blood. 15, Jesus raises Jairus' daughter back to life. 16, Jesus heals two blind men. 17, Jesus heals a man who was unable to speak. 18th, Jesus heals an invalid at Bethsaida. We're going to pause on 19 because in the midst of doing the 19th miracle, that's 18 bona fide miracles that were recorded that Philip was a part of, Philip saw. 18 miracles. I mean, some massive miracles. Raising of the dead, casting demons into swine and they go hurling off a cliff. He sees demons cast out of people. I mean, he sees Jesus calm a storm on the sea. He sees all these things. But now, chronologically, Jesus has to still prove Philip. Now, that's all the way only up to about John chapter 6. Philip sees 18 bona fide miracles, but Jesus has to still prove him. He still had to prove him. And we pick up here in John chapter 6, verses 5 through 7. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said, now this is the 19th miracle that Philip's a part of. And we're not done. And this he said to prove him. He said this to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered, he answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. Jesus took the time before feeding the 5,000. He took the time to understand that Philip's eyes were still not open to the side of results, to the side of Omega. Philip could not see. He just saw 18 miracles that are recorded prior to this miracle, and Philip is still answering in a carnal way. 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that everyone that may take a little. So Philip is still not, his eyes are still not open, but yet he does know Jesus, and yet he does hear him. He hears him, he knows him. From the day he was called, he believed in Jesus. He had a revelation that Jesus was the Messiah, but he could not tap into he tapped into the Alpha side of things, but he could not tap into the Omega. So Jesus takes the time before the miracle to prove him, which means to discipline him. Jesus is starting now. He's disciplining Philip's, not just his faith, but his vision, his ability to see Omega. Jesus said, and you'll see how this runs concurrent. Jesus asked Philip the question prior to performing a miracle that he himself knew what he was about to do. He asked the question to discipline not only Philip's faith, but also his ability to see the Father. From what we have seen there were at least 18 miracles that Philip had seen with his own eyes prior to the test. And he still failed to see the power of the Father who was bringing results through Christ. Philip had no inclination that the Father was there bringing results like this. But yet he was walking daily with Jesus. This is exactly what the enemy is trying to do to us at the gate. He's trying to blind the eyes of us from us seeing the Father, the results side of the Godhead. He's trying to make sure you never cross over into a fellowship that you ever stabilize yourself in. Philip walked with Jesus. He understood Jesus. He knew Jesus was the Messiah, but he could not tap into this place where Omega would bring results. He was still blind. He was still blind. After all those miracles, after seeing all of that, the enemy is still thwarting his vision concerning the ministry of Omega. And I'm telling you, and I say it again, the enemy, I'm telling you like I know my name is Todd Gregory Harley. I'm telling you right this very moment, the enemy is doing the same thing to everybody that is learning about this post-fellowship with Alpha and Omega. He doesn't want you crossing over. He's still trying to keep you blind like he did when you before you were saved. The revelation of Jesus has not turned off in you. It's remained just like it did with Philip. It stayed right there. But the revelation of the Father eluded Philip. And it's trying, the enemy is trying to cause the same thing to elude us, even though Jesus is revealing. Now I'm going to keep reading now. Miracles continue. 20th, Jesus walks on water. 21st, Jesus heals many sick at Gennesaret as they touch his garment. 22nd, Jesus heals a Gentile woman's demon-possessed daughter. 23rd, Jesus heals a deaf and dumb man. 24th, Jesus feeds another 4,000 plus women and children, even greater in terms of number. 25th, Jesus heals a blind man at Bethsaida. 26th, Jesus heals a man born blind by spitting in his eyes. 27th, Jesus heals a boy with an unclean spirit. 28th, miraculous temple tax is found in a fish's mouth. 29, Jesus heals a blind, mute, and demonic. 30th, Jesus heals a woman who had been crippled for 18 years. 31st, Jesus heals a man with dropsy on the Sabbath day. 32nd, Jesus cleanses 10 lepers on the way to Jerusalem. 33, Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead in Bethany. 33 recorded miracles, and Philip still asked to see the Father. Let me tell you something also really important. To go along with these 33 miracles, and you'll see it in my note in a minute, but to go along with these 33 miracles, John's gospel records Jesus speaking right up to this time that Philip is about to ask to see the Father, which we're going to read in a moment. It's John's gospel. Now, not including Matthew, Mark, and Luke, but John's gospel records Jesus teaching and mentioning the Father 57 times. He teaches and mentions the Father 57 times, coupled with these miracles, telling his disciples that the Father was in him and he was in the Father, letting them know that the Father had sent him. 57 times Philip heard what Jesus said about the Father. Wow. And that how him and the Father were one. John recorded it 57 times up to John 14, verse number 6. 57 times, but this is where Philip still remained. In John 14, 6 through 10, it says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, you know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, shew us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Stop right there. In fact, no, let's read 9. Jesus saith unto him, now it transfers, which we've learned, the Father begins to vocalize right through Jesus, answers him, have I been so long time with you? Now I understand why he said that to Philip. And yet, hast thou not known me, Philip? Wow. Stop right there.
Wow.
You saw every miracle. You saw me do everything through Jesus. You heard my son. I called, you're the third one I called to follow me. You watched me from the wedding of Cana, from the first miracle up to now. And now you're saying, shew me the Father? He was still blind to the Father's existence. He couldn't see the Father. He could see the Son, but he could not see the Father. How many people are having that trouble at the post? To where you're coming to the post and you've got a revelation of Jesus. You've got the Rhema word. But why is it so difficult? Why is it such a press to get into a rhema that God, that the Lord has given us about the Father? Because the enemy knows if you ever balance Alpha and Omega fellowship,
Jesus,
you will be able to fully preach. When the Bible talks about your joy will be full after you know the Father, your joy, that your joy might be full. The Bible declares the word full there means fully preach. You will be able to fully express kingdom. The devil doesn't mind you saying what you heard, but the devil does not want you being able to say what you see. And so the blindness continues, and there's a press. That's why Paul said, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God, which I found in Christ Jesus. There's a press that has to be set in stone in your spirit, that you've got to understand that the devil is not going to freely let you have this fellowship with the Father. He's going to do everything to bring all kinds of distractions, all kinds of doubts, apprehensions. He's doing everything he can that this will not be established. I heard evangelists say in one of the meetings with on Tuesday night, Evangelist Benita said, I see that God is reiterating what he said to us. I see that God is mentioning it all over again. I see that God is bringing it back to us again. This must be important. Amen. And you better believe it's important. It's everything we need to see the manifestation of the kingdom of God and to complete a place of authentic faith.
Hallelujah.
Have I been so long time with you, yet thou hast not known me, Philip? I've been right here all this time. And even in some of our lives, we've seen the miraculous move, but we've never equated it with the fact that Omega is on the scene, because God, we didn't have the revelation of it. But we can look back in our mind's eye now and recognize when God broke us out of something.
Yes, yes.
Omega was right there bringing the results, and God wants our eyes open. Philip walked with Jesus all this time and did not see the Father. In essence, Philip was not ready for ministry. He wasn't ready. And unfortunately, we don't read a whole lot after this is done. The account of Philip is very short. It's very short. Theologians suggest that he did some things. He taught some Greeks and he kept teaching the word of God. He kept teaching. And I don't doubt that Jesus didn't finish what he started in Philip. But there's not a whole lot referenced about Philip other than the fact that he followed Jesus but could not see the Father. In fact, Jesus, in this miracle of feeding the 5,000, he made Philip a part of it, physically a part of it, that he would distribute the miracle, but still could not see. Jesus saith unto him, have I been so long time with you? Yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen, you that seen me, that really speaks to me. You saw me move in the miraculous. You saw the Father. How sayest thou then, shewest the Father? Verse 10, Jesus says, believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? Then Jesus makes it plain. The words that I speak unto you, I speak. The words I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. And this is the separation. I speak the words, that's my ministry. But the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. If you've seen the miracles, you've seen the Father. If you've seen me perform the miracles, I'm right here. Omega is right here. There are 33 recorded miracles that Philip saw, and Jesus mentioned the Father 57 times. Prior to this mentioning. But the blindness was still on Philip. There was teaching. There was visuals. He had everything. He had visuals, literal visuals. What's my point in saying all that? I'm saying to you, I'm telling you how hard the enemy is working to keep you in blindness. That's why the writer talked about prior to the revelation of that we ought not to walk in the way that we used to walk. Walking in our old habits keeps us blind from the Father. Righteousness exalts any nation, but sin becomes a reproach to any people. It becomes a reproach. It causes us not to see. It causes the lack of manifestation. And the revelation of the Father just hangs in the balance. And we never are stabilized in the omega side of fellowship. We don't talk to him about results, because oftentimes when we slip back into the old way of thinking, we forget that he's even on the scene there. And the enemy's been fighting. There's a blindness that's still being healed at the post. Oh, and I'm appealing to all of us, TGM, every one of us, that we don't stop until we've been healed of this blindness, that we don't quit until this fellowship has been established with both the Father and the Son, that we don't walk as Philip walked, unfortunately, for all that time, only knowing Jesus. But Jesus all that time was trying to point him to the Father. That's my purpose of this right here and right now. That's God's purpose for us. It is very possible to walk in a revelation of Jesus without a revelation of the Father. But Jesus speaks to us like that, some type of a malfunction there. Because he said, if you had known me, you should have known. You should have known. You should have known my Father also. From henceforth, Philip, he tells him, from henceforth, you know him and have seen him. He's making it plain to Philip. All of the miracles, the Father's been right here. I want you to take a moment before I read the final note. I want you to just take a moment. I want you to think about the miracles that took place. Those moments where you just didn't think you were going to make it, but somehow you made it. I want you to get at least one of them on your mind. Just one. And as you're getting that miracle that took place in your life on your mind, I want you to recognize the Father. I want you to fellowship just for a moment with the Father by thanking the Father for that miraculous moment that you had. We know that our Lord is speaking the word to us, that he's giving us this rhema. But now it's time for us to lift our hands and discover and recognize the works of the Father. Don't be like Philip. Don't be like Philip in this case. Jesus actually had to set time aside to discipline Philip before a miracle. He said, what are we going to do for these folks? Just to prove or to discipline Philip's eyesight. But you take a moment and you recognize the miracle that took place. And you give credit and glory unto the Father. By Jesus Christ. So your fellowship with the Father can expand. All right, you got that miracle. Go to another one if you got another one. Mm-hmm. Remember the second one. Remember the third one. Time after time when you didn't think you were going to make it, the Father. Jesus kept you with the word, but then the Father performed the works. Let your eyes be open. Let your eyes be open. Be healed today at the post. Be healed of blindness today at the post. Be healed of the blindness today at the post. Giving glory to God our Father. Oh, yes, Lord. There are 33 recorded miracles that Philip saw, and Jesus mentioned the Father. 57 times prior to Philip's question. Philip had been with the Father all this time, seeing him in action and hearing him, but he was still blind and ignorant of his presence. The reason for this is the enemy doesn't want us in fellowship with the Father and the Son. He doesn't want that. He doesn't want the church coming into the place of hearing and seeing. So if you hear but don't recognize the Father's presence, you'll never bring what you hear to the Father, and results will just continue to hang in the balance. And that's what the enemy's trying to make happen, trying to continue. The church is, my goodness, the church has great ears. But unfortunately, the church sees very little. Recognition of the Father is everything today. Be healed today at the post. Be healed today at the post. Let your eyes be opened today. Ila rakufunde le baba ya. Suhrone ki sara de nyanya suda. Mariko rokude ya namai. Father, please. Please.
Thank you.
Receive our praise today, Father. How many times you came to my rescue? How many times? How many times you were there that I didn't know? How many times? I didn't even equate you working through Jesus. I didn't even know you were on the scene. But that was never to be hidden. The Lord has always been trying to reveal you. He's been doing his job. Father, we just take this moment, we take this time and fully recognize you for all of the wonderful things that you've done over our lives. We want to be healed. Today, in this moment, in this hour, we want blindness to be healed. We want to have a full maturation in fellowship with you and your Son. We want to be fully mature. We want to be fully in the place of understanding. We want to have, Lord God, the fullness of authentic faith. That as we hear from you, Jesus, we know to take what we've heard and speak unto the Father with it. So we can then watch you, Father, bring the results into our lives. Please, I pray, heal us. Heal us in every way we need it. The enemy has been standing here at the gate. He's been fighting, Lord. I know he's been here oppressing our minds, oppressing what we've been learning. He's been fighting. The thief cometh but to steal, kill, and destroy. And I know, Father, he's been working overtime to steal this one from us, to cause it to fade into black all over again. But not today, Father, because I'm asking you, in the temperament of my Lord, to bring healing to every blind eye. Don't let us be blind to you any longer. But let our fellowship be with both the Father and the Son.
Yes, God.
Oh, let us hear and then let us see. Mm-hmm. That we may fully preach this gospel. Father, bring forth
hallelujah.
Healing. Father, bring forth healing. He said, lift your hands. If you're under the sound of my voice, lift your hands to him. Hey, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Yes. Let healed healing yield to heal. Let our fellowship be as it was with the apostles. John recorded that the fellowship of the apostles with the Father and the Son. Father, we need you. Father, we need you. We need your ministry. We need your works. Father, we need you. Oh, glory be to God.
Mm-hmm.
We need you, Father. We need you. We need you. Everybody under the sound of my voice needs you, Father. You've spoken such words to us, Jesus. You've given us such insights. Let there be works behind every rhema that has been spoken, Father. Behind every declaration that has been spoken by way of rhema. Father, do the works. Father, do the works. Let the words of your Son become your works in our lives. And heal our blind eyes in the process. As we see you move, our eyes will be open. They will no longer be blind. As we see manifestation, our eyes will be healed. And the very manifestation will bring us, Lord God, closer into fellowship. We'll never lose fellowship with you again. You told Philip. He should have seen you. He should have seen you. Yes, Lord. Lay your hands on our eyes today, Jesus. And don't let this be an issue going forward ever again. Ah, oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Master. Praise you. Elder Allison said, this is deep. This is wow. Elder Donna says, powerful, praise God. Elder Allison says, wow. Kurt says, wow, this is amazing teaching, Lord. This is crazy. Amen. Elder Allison says, my God, my God. We won't be blind like Philip was. It's not us. It's not our fate. It's not for us. He's been revealing the Father to us for quite some time now. Mm. And I'm telling you, TGM, once we get our footing fully in there, he's going to do exactly what Evangelist Benita said. He's going to use us to preach this gospel to the world. Fully preach. Testifying what we've seen and heard.
Oh, bless you, Lord God.
That's all I got for you guys today.
Okay.